begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 5th, 2023. Again, 2 years ago today, our leader, the owner of the network here, John Stadmiller, had passed away. So tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of John Stadmiller. If you want to call and give a story or an incident, something happened with you and John, feel free to call in 512-248-8252. And love to hear what you have to say. I've got lots of great memories. And I think I mentioned once before how John had actually hung up on me. Didn't like what I had to say about the San Francisco homeless. I called them mud people. And next thing I know, the phone was cut. The Michael had dropped the call. Didn't like the idea that I used the term mud people. We laughed about it later on. I mentioned that I brought that to his attention once, and he said, I hung up on you? I said, yeah, you did. You didn't like the word. What word did you use? I said, mud people. I hung up on you for that? Must have been an interesting day that day. But, you know, we laughed about it. But, again, we had some good times, and we had some battles on air, and it was never scripted. It was always the real deal here. John disagrees on what I have to say. We went back and forth. They were a little heated. I think one time he put his headset down and threw it down. He was angry and walked away and then came back. We finished the show out and then called me after the show and said, what the hell was that all about? Yeah, well, do you want Ed McMahon? You got the wrong guy. I'm not Ed McMahon. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm real. I'm the real guy. Okay. So we let it go. So let's go back to the phones. I think we still have Sherry still on there. Sherry, you still there?
Yes. Well, all right. I sure am glad that John started this network, and because I know it was, you know, it was a labor of love for him, but it was very frustrating, and
yeah,
you know,
oh, it was.
You could tell. But
yeah, it was, and I remember one time he actually told me, he said, "You're going to go up, and you're going to go down, and up and down. It's like a teeter totter, like kind of a roller coaster ride here." When you get in so involved in the information and when you see the corruption and you start to expose it and you dig a little deeper and you see how the politicians are just kind of, they're bought off, somebody owns them, you're going to get very angry. And you're going to come into a show sometime, you might be so angry, you might be screaming. I haven't done that in a long time, but I saw what he's talking about now. He called me up to say, it was pretty heated today. You were pretty angry out there. I can hear you. You're angry. I said, yeah, I am angry. I'm angry about this. I told you this was going to happen to you. But you will come down and catch your breath, and you'll be fine. And, you know, like I said, it's a pattern of up and down in radio. And that's only if you care. If you don't really care and somebody owns you, you just read the script. And you do what you're told to do, and there's no problems. But I can't do that. I can't do that. I could never work in mainstream media. Could never do it because I'd say, no, this is wrong. This is wrong. Cutting off the heads of babies, of Israeli babies, a couple weeks ago. No, that's a lie. There's no truth in it whatsoever. Cutting the baby out of the belly of the Jewish mothers and putting the baby on the side to watch the mother be tortured and killed, that's a lie too. Okay? I have to call out the most obvious lies because they dropped them pretty fast. And they offered
no
evidence.
You know how hard that would even be to really do that.
Well, it's the you have to demonize them. You know, the agenda means you must demonize these people in order to a bigger plan, which you have down the road to take on Hamas. And my guess is they had to demonize the hell out of these people and make them look terrible in order to prepare for their land invasion. That's pretty much what I think was happening. They were demonizing their enemy to a certain level, and then they passed that up and went beyond that to cut the bellies, the babies out of the bellies. And again, what? How can they top that one? Of course, it's a lie. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because look at the other lie they told about Vladimir Putin having a cardiac arrest in his condo wherever he lives. They did the same thing with the president of North Korea. We haven't seen him in a while. They had him written off as on his deathbed. He's dying. There's an agenda there. I can't figure out what the agenda is, lying about the health status of Vladimir Putin. I don't know what they're trying to do. But that was a lie also. Another lie.
It's just like how they say something, and it's on page one, in the newspaper, and then the retraction is, you know, later on page 20. And yeah. It's easier to do with the media.
Yeah.
With the media.
They didn't even feed that lie. I mean, when you tell a lie, you gotta make it believable. They didn't feed that lie very well at all to convince us at all. You know, they could have said Vladimir Putin had a cardiac arrest. Okay, he had a heart pounding sexual romp with his secretary, whose name is Helga, and he had a heart attack because he was cheating on his wife with Helga. Tell us a lie that's believable, but. They quickly drop it because after a while, even the mainstream media says, I can't sell this. This is an obvious lie. I can't sell this. And, again, cutting the heads of the babies off and all that stuff. I'm shame on Charlie Kirk for buying into this. I thought he was a much smarter guy than that, but he even bought into that. And some of the other hosts on Real America's Voice bought into this nonsense. At the same time, they're cutting the heads off of babies. Then the next day, they're being nice and kind and letting a 75, 85-year-old grandma out. She was a hostage, and letting her grandchildren go. So some days they're evil and cutting the heads off, and other days they're letting old people, releasing old people that were hostages. It doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, you must question. And this is an obvious lie they got caught in. And but there's some people still riding on that lie, still talking about the lie.
It's so sickening the way our Congress is just, you know, kowtowing to the Israeli lobby, and they are complicit in what's going on to the Palestinians, and it is genocide.
Well, they're cutting off the water, they're cutting off the medical care, the medicine, they're cutting off the food, the technology, the energy. I mean, do you think living in Palestine is a nice place to live when somebody controls everything that goes in?
This is
the largest open-air prison in the world, for God's sakes, and 2 million people are prisoner. So the Jews are trying to play this angle, the Zionist Jews are playing this, that they're the victim. You know what? The world's not buying this. Sherry, the world is not buying this. They're now on the side of the innocent Palestinians to say, now we understand why Hamas is doing what they're doing, but you people are living in a prison, for God's sakes. And people who are pushed too far will fight back. And the Israelis do not have the support of the entire world anymore. The rest of the world is figuring this out, that... they've been beating up on these people for a long time now, and this is the result. Right now is the result of being oppressed and being beaten up all the time. This is what happens.
Yeah, but look at what our Congress is doing. And what it's just so sickening. Let me finish this story real quick.
Sure.
So somebody else can come on. The SheLegit commercial that they play on RBN.
Okay.
And they sell it. SheLegit was first, and it's kind of weeping out of rock formations at real high altitude. And it's just a mineral, just a whole lot of minerals in it.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly how this was first discovered is that the Sherpas in the Himalayas, they would watch these monkeys go up to a real high altitude, you know, which was not normal for them. So they followed them, and they found that they went to this place and they were eating off this rock. And so they scraped some off, but apparently it really helps you with your oxygen at real high altitudes because of the mineral content. But it's really interesting because you know how what they call hypoxia or whatever you get at real high altitude.
Yeah.
But that's the story behind it, and it's just because it's got so many micro minerals probably that.
Well, I'm not sure how would it improve your oxygen minerals, because that's, iron.
It's,
produces more red blood cells from the bone marrow.
That's supposedly one of the deals in it. But yeah, you should. Dr. Dean Lloyd, and he comes on Ingrid's program sometime, and also Michael. What's Michael that comes on Sundays at 1? Guy that lives in Topeka. I can't think of his last name. But he comes on his program, too. But Dean Lloyd's is associated, because they found a deposit in Colorado. And it's at real high altitude, which is what it's at in the Himalayas. But this is the first time they found it in the United States. So, but you
Well, I don't plan on climbing any mountains anymore. My mountain climbing days are over. The last mountain I climbed was in Provo, Utah. And it was Mount Timpanogos, and it was 11,700 feet above sea level.
Well,
last one I climbed.
Dean Lloyd,
last one.
He's a naturopathic doctor, right? Mm-hmm. And he's also a musical. He works with frequencies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he's associated it, and he's sort of tuning some of these formulas with it. Mm-hmm. They're putting it in some kind of liquid form, but you might want to look into it. It's kind of interesting because they're having a lot of people are having good results with it, with just their health and stuff. So anyway,
appreciate
I'll probably
it.
Act enough.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Appreciate it.
And try to keep calm because you're healing, right?
Yeah.
My mom says
the same thing to me. She goes, "Don't stress out. It affects your immune system. You're healing."
Don't worked up.
I agree. I'll try my best. You know, there's a quote from the Clint Eastwood in the movie called The Enforcer. Man has got to know his limitations, and I do recognize my limitations. Following all the chemotherapy, I only did it for 3 months, but my immune system is not quite where I want it yet. So I know in time, it will come back, and so I just have to take things a little slower, and let's just say I'm pacing myself. All right, other dropper caller just dropped here, John in Austin. Shame on you for dropping, but that's okay. I had a chance this morning to watch something on TV here. It was a 1964 episode of Twilight Zone. I love it when I watch an old Twilight Zone, a Rod Serling Twilight Zone, on something that is something that I see that has become a reality today. And this was a 1964 episode. The title of the show was called The Brain Center at Whipple's. And basically the guy who owned Whipple's, this manufacturing place here, pretty good sized place, he had invented machines here. A man resolves to make his plant the most automated manufacturing establishment in the world. And so he found reasons and built machinery to eliminate people, of which isn't that what we're seeing today when you have to go do your own self-checkout at the Walmart or at the Lowe's or the Home Depot? Everybody seems to be getting on the bandwagon of, we don't need employees anymore. We'll just make you do the job. I guess looking back on the days when I was a kid growing up and somebody used to run out to your car and tank your car and wash your windshield and check your tire pressures and look under the hood, those people are all gone. Somewhere along the way, somebody said, hey, let's get rid of these guys. We don't need them. You're going to buy the oil and gas anyway, right? And let's have you get out of the car and pick up the handle and tank up your own car. Let's do that. Will we cut them a deal on the price? Will we lower the price of the gas because they're doing the work? No. They're stupid. They won't figure it out. So the way I look around now and I see people that are being eliminated from positions and we're building machines to replace them, this show, even though it goes back to the year 1964, is very relevant today, very relevant today. Now, to factor in also on top of that, what else did I watch this weekend? I watched the 96th annual FFA convention. It was both on Friday and Saturday. the graduation and award ceremonies in Indianapolis, Indiana. And it was on the Cowgirl channel. I didn't even know I had a Cowgirl channel, but I guess I do. But it was interesting to watch this. And I wondered to myself, do these kids, these future farmers, have any idea what Bill Gates and others are trying to do to eliminate our animal protein sources, to interfere with our agriculture, and messing with the bees and, you know, injecting the bees, messenger RNA, GMO? Do they understand what these evil people are doing? That they're created this shortage of agriculture, shortage of animal protein. They're doing this on purpose. It's called Agenda 2030, sustainability. And of course, CO2 is such a noxious gas here. It's going to heat the planet up. We're all going to cook. There's no truth to any of that. I don't know if they know that or not. I don't know if they've thought about it. But I see these kids graduating, getting their little plaques and their little ribbons of they're going to go off into the future here and raise cows and milk cows and dairy cows and edible cows, whatever, and pigs and chickens and you name it. And they're going to do this because, well, the planet has to eat. We have to eat. Do they have any idea that they're being phased out? I don't think they have a clue. They're being phased out. And then what's on the menu now is, instead of animal protein, is bugs. They're pushing bugs. I'd love to talk to these kids. Do you understand that they want you, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset? Do you understand they want to take away your jobs? They want to get rid of all the animal proteins. They want you to eat bugs. Do you understand this? While you're standing here up here getting your awards, do you understand what they're doing to you and your career choice? I don't know. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to JR in Georgia. Welcome back, JR.
Good evening, Steve. Did you do any research in regards to our last conversation that we had?
I did a bunch of research. Refresh my memory of what you and I were talking about. I researched a lot of stuff this week. What you got?
It was about what we call or identify as the Palestinian people. And what their heritage was. And what
I did.
And how. Go ahead.
I did. And I also got something else I want to share with you, because I think you're going to get a kick out of this. I was listening to some talk radio on 870 AM. I think it comes out of Orlando. And I heard the most ludicrous comment statement I've ever heard in my life about Jews, the Jewish people, the Jews, and going into lending and finance. Are you ready for this? This host, this broadcaster, said that the reason we find Jews in finance and lending is because the early Christians knew what a sin and what a demon these two industries would be, money lending and the creation of money, how evil they would be, and they didn't want their hands dirty with it. So they recruited Jewish people to take these positions. And then they got their hands in on Hollywood, Wall Street, the mainstream media, TV, advertising, everything you can think of that had power connected to it. And that's why we have Jews that control everything in this country, is because of lazy Christians who didn't want to take it on. I'm not done here yet. We come back after this commercial break. I'm going to tell you more about this ridiculous argument he tried to make. We should blame the Christians for the Jews taking over everything dealing with money.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Statement that the Christians are responsible for putting Jews in power, positions where they hold money and power over people. It was the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. On top of that, of course, what a perfect thing to say. Of case why the Jews are hated so much now, and they were pushing the issue now of that rising anti-Semitism because they're doing their jobs, and for some reason they're so damn good at their jobs. They're in these positions, they do such a good job, JR, that that's why they're hated so much, and that's why anti-Semitism is growing, of course. Then they basically set the stage that we should all be sympathetic to the Jewish movement here and the Jews themselves, and of course, they are victims. And of course, after that, if a victim is a victim, then they must be rewarded and given money for being victims, and of course, that just plays in perfect to our Congress. And even Mike Johnson right now, his first issue of order was how much money to give Israel. Well, evidently they get $3.5 billion under the table every year. I think they get a hell of a lot more than that. Probably multiply that times 3 or 4. But this next bill that they quickly ratified and said, okay, $14.8 billion will be given to Israel for what reason? They're at war, evidently with Hamas and the Palestinian people. So what's my $14.8 billion going to do? How is money going to fix this situation here? Situation is not going to be fixed because I go back to the year 1948 when I see what's going on of Jewish takeover, even 1948, JR, to where they are now. We're talking about a good piece of land back in 1947, 1948. To now I look at a Palestine is a sliver, you know, and it's just not going to fly. I think the rest of the world is finally realizing, looking back, maybe they're learning a little more history about the Jewish takeover of the Middle East here, and how they're demonizing Hamas, and they've already gone to Hezbollah already. For some reason, they've already pushed beyond Hamas, and they've already pointed a finger to Iran and Hezbollah, which tells me the bottom line is their goal is to go to Iran and take over Iran also in the future. And if the United States is dumb enough, stupid enough to go along and continue on with we will support Israel under all circumstances, then we're going to find ourselves in World War III, because Russia and China is not going to stand by and allow this to happen. This is the most amazing thing I heard this week, the most ridiculous comment I ever heard, that the reason Jews are in these positions is because of lazy Christians who didn't want to get their hands dirty, and they pushed Jews into these positions. The most ludicrous statement I've ever heard in my life.
Well, looking at it from a respective historical point of view, the country of Israel was overrun by the Ottomans. Is that a true statement I just made?
The Ottoman Empire. I cannot verify that. I cannot.
Okay. Israel was destroyed, and it was overrun by the Ottomans. And therefore, the Jewish people were displaced throughout the Middle East and throughout Europe. This is why the Jewish people were given a country in 1948 by the UN.
Yep. So why aren't they happy with that? Why aren't they happy with that? Why can't they just be happy with having what they have now, JR?
No, they were happy with that.
But they're not now.
They're not happy with it now. If you allow me, Steve, to pursue this conversation, they were given a nation with borders, geographical borders, that resembled the old country of Judea. The Palestinians, and as I described to you previously, they are what we would identify as a gypsy tribe of the Middle East. They've always been that. That's precisely why Egypt, Jordan, will not accept them within their boundaries. These are a people that have caused nothing but civil wars within those boundaries of those countries. This drives me mad about the Palestinians. They are hell-bent on killing Jews and infidels. They're the extreme arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
You're generalizing the people.
I'm not generalizing.
Instead of the actual people, you're generalizing the people. Just as I don't generalize the Jews of all being bad, there's a Jews and there's a Zionist. And I think you need to understand, you're talking about maybe a group of people called Hamas that are going after the Jews because they've been pushed around enough and they've had enough. We'll come back to this conversation. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Talk. So I guess living outside in one of the world's largest open-air prisons and having somebody, the Israelis, control your food, medicine, water, your technology, and energy controlled going into your country, I guess all nice and that's humane, I guess, to treat these people like this. I remember a comment from President Shamir at the time. As they were pushing into Palestine, they were bulldozing over the homes and taking away more land and more land. Again, you cannot steal land during peaceful times, only during protests and times of chaos or war if you declare a war. So this is nothing more than a big land grab as far as I can see it. President Shamir said, one Israeli life is worth 100 Palestinian lives. Now, how does that sound to you? To me, that sounds like you guys are worthless. Worthless people. We don't need you. You're not needed. And we're looking at a genocide here. Sorry, JR. I see this is exactly what the Jews complained about in the Holocaust. The Palestinians have their own Holocaust right now. They're being eradicated. They're being exterminated. Now, I'm pretty pissed off when I find out a couple of years back when Trump was president to give away the Holy Land, Jerusalem, to Israel when it is in possession of the Palestinian people. Boy, I tell you about rubbing some salt in the wound. You people are worthless. We're going to take away Jerusalem. We're going to hand it over to Israel. What are you going to do about it? You know, anybody who's pushed into the corner will fight back at some point in time. This whole thing of killing Jews, you're talking about one group, Hamas. You're not talking about the entire people, the Palestinians themselves. I don't know what else to say about this, but they are not a free people living in their little patch of land. And their little patch of land is being taken away now. It's going to be gone in 3 to 5 years. I used to say five. at this rate, probably next 3 years. It'll probably happen under the next president, whoever it is, whether it's Trump or Biden gets back in. That little strip of land called Palestine will be gone. I see it totally different than you on this situation here. The Jews have been kicked out of most every country they've ever been in. They really have. Why? Probably because they infiltrated and probably took advantage of a lot of damn people. I know from my side, my mother's side, telling me of what happened in Germany at the time. That Jews got in there and they like to take advantage. They're very smart people. I give them that. They're smart. Cunning. Very smart. But they also took advantage of people and corporations. And they, you ever heard the old saying before, JR? You ever heard people say they tried to Jew me down? You ever heard anybody say they tried to Jew me down? This has happened to me before, selling products, selling this and that. Somebody comes in and gives you this low ball offer that's freaking insulting to me, that they want to buy something from me, but they want to give me this pennies on the dollar because they think I'm in hardship and that I'll cave in and sell them this. There's a steal. There's a deal and there's a steal. I'm okay with giving deals, but steals I am not okay with. And that's exactly where that term comes from, to Jew you down, to take advantage of somebody believing they may be in some kind of hardship and that they'll have to take what you offer. Hey, when you do shit like that, you get a bad image. You get a bad reputation. And I'm not going to apply that to everybody who's Jewish, but I've run into those Jews before. I've run into those people before to Jew you down, to take advantage of you. I don't know anybody else who does that. To be honest, I don't know anybody else who does that. And so I'm a little skeptical sometimes of doing business with certain people. And when somebody gives me a lowball offer, and they want to steal something, they want to take advantage of me because they believe I'm in hardship, I tell them, walk away. I don't want to do business with you. Not interested. Take a hike. I don't believe in taking advantage of people. The Palestinian people are hanging by a thread now, JR. Sorry, but they are. They have nowhere else to turn, probably. I don't know where they're going to go. Will Jordan takes them in? Egypt takes them in? I don't know. These people are being erased. They are experiencing their own Holocaust. This is what happens. The oppressors, the victims of the Holocaust, the Jews claim to be, they become powerful. And now they are the oppressors pushing their will and taking what they can because they have the power, they have the technology, they have the money. All because we gave it to them. How about a loose cannon here? If we had not complied and given Israel everything it wants, the military might, the money, this would not be happening today. They wouldn't be looking to take other lands and conquer lands. We're going back to the old days here of conquests, taking land by war. Now it's ours. We won. I'm a little sick and tired of it. Israel should be happy with what they have for land. Unfortunately, they're never going to give back any land to Palestine. They stole it. It's gone. It's never going back. A fair solution would be to give them their land back, but it was not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Your word.
I remember sometime in the 14th century whenever the Muslims increased the Ottoman Empire, if we want to identify it that way, and took Spain a couple of hundred years to eradicate the Muslims. It acquired and took the lands from the Spaniards. And let's also remember, too, the Spaniards were the first conquistadors in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yes, they were.
So let's get our history straight.
No, I got that. I understand that. Are we still doing that, though? Are we, JR, back to the conquistadors? Are we back to conquering other lands and stealing land? Are we back to that?
We're talking about stealing land.
Why is that okay? Why are you okay with that? Why are you okay with stealing land?
How did the United States ever get
I know it did. We can go back. Yes, we stole land from the Indians. We did terrible, terrible things. Are we going to continue on allowing this to happen? Just conquer and just to go in and take what you want because you're a stronger nation than somebody else? Are we going to allow this to happen? Because there will be a domino effect.
Let me ask you, please permit me to ask you this. Did the Palestinians have a chance, an opportunity to build what Donald Trump used to promote, to North Korea? You can build all these luxury hotels. Could not.
Well, since Donald Trump is part Jewish, do you think he's going to jump on that bandwagon to help Palestine? He just gave up Jerusalem.
But what could
he had no right to do that. He had no right to do that. We're talking about a holy war here, JR. We're talking about a holy war here. You go into another country and you take away Jerusalem and say, by the way, it's not yours anymore. It belongs to Israel. What the hell do you think is going to happen here? Would you be happy with somebody doing that to you?
This evolves back to Muhammad stepping off the mosque.
JR, we're looking at 2023. Are we going to stand by and allow this to continue stealing land? You know I'm right that Israel wouldn't be able to do this if we hadn't funded them. They're doing it because they can get away with it and they get our backing. They're going to create World War III, JR. They're going to suck you into World War III on this one here because China and Russia is not going to put up with this crap. They're not going to put up with it. So we go down in history, go down in flames. Because we backed Israel, we go to World War III, it's all over. I'm tired of people venturing into other countries. Our government does the best at that. They call it nation building. They have no right to go into other countries and overthrow governments and put in puppet governments. They have no right to do any of these things. They're doing it on a regular basis. 800-plus military bases all over the globe, JR. Who wants to rule the world? Who wants to rule the world? The United States does. We are never going to get peace if we don't say, that's it, it's over. But when you have dual citizenship with the Congress, who have more loyalty to Israel than they do their own damn country, we are in a flipping quagmire right now. World War III is coming if we don't stop it. It has to end now.
In conclusion, I will say this, and I mentioned you before. 2005, Israel physically removed their citizens from the Gaza Strip, 4 miles wide, 25 miles long. They had their opportunity. They had their opportunity for a capitalistic effort. They could have built it into one of the best resorts on the Mediterranean Sea. But what eventually evolved, Steve? What eventually evolved? You had your opportunity for peace.
Greed.
I'm sorry,
greed.
You're going to disagree with me.
Greed. I'm saying greed. Greed took over land, wealth, oil, resources takes over. We're right back to that time where we're sending our navies across the globe like the British used to do and Spain did to conquer new lands for the mothership. You know, that's where we are today, and it's got to stop, JR. It's got to stop.
I understand your sentiment, and I do not wish to argue with you, Steve, but this death, annihilation of over why we cannot get along. We can get along, but we must agree that a certain people cannot believe that the desolation and the destruction of a particular people exist.
Okay, Okay, let me throw something at you here, and then we're going to get this we're going to finish this conversation because I got the calls coming in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The definition of terrorism is targeting a civilian population for a political or economic means. I had this little conversation with the Trump phenomenon. What's his name? Kelso. He didn't quite understand what terrorism really is, and I had to give him the definition. So the United States, wanting to end the war, drops two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They didn't drop them on military bases. They dropped them on heavily populated cities, killing, 147,000 people, nuking them, turning them to confetti. That kind of stuff is what's going on here. We've been lied to about a lot of things here. You can't generalize everybody in government who took that terrible action that day and decided to drop those two bombs. I can't generalize that, but I can hold the people who did that accountable. And the same applies to anybody else in a population who targets another population, goes after them, it's terrorism. I can't generalize that to the entire population of Palestinians. And that's why we probably saw a lot of Jewish students on the campuses who are not liked right now, because they know the difference. They know about targeting people and blaming somebody for somebody else's actions. And that's the beef I have. That's the argument I have right now, is I will not generalize that one group may hate these people that much, but that is not the sentiment of the entire Palestinian people. These people have been pushed around a long time. I mean, think about it. The Jews, Israel controls everything going into Gaza. Everything. Have you seen it lately on TV? It's turning into a parking lot of crumbled rubble. There's nothing to work with anymore. I'm going to leave it there, JR. We're going to disagree on this one. Appreciate the call, but we're going to disagree. Chance in West Virginia, you're back.
Yeah, thanks, Steve, for taking my call a second time. You know, screw this whole crazy world for a moment. You know, I told you about that Johnson dude, right? He doesn't even believe in using protection. Listen to the shit he's saying, right? Israel right now is talking about using a nuke. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I have.
Screw it. I'm just buying extra marshmallows and weenies. Screw it.
Well, I get a little heated about it. Like I said, I won't generalize. I will not generalize. The Palestinian people have been kicked around by the Israeli government. The Zionist Jews, I'm not going to generalize. It's the Zionists that are the problem. And we have our own Zionists here in this country. Zionists on top of evil people in the deep state. We have the same problem here.
Steve, I agree with you. I look at press TV occasionally. I cry my eyes out watching these innocent women and children being murdered. It's already up to 4,000 children. I mean, for anybody to say, to justify this, I can't for the life of me understand it. But getting back to what you said earlier, Steve, on a lighter note, okay? See, I guess when you get closer to punching that, you know, final time clock, you mentioned about the gas stations. It's so good to hear about all that old nostalgia and those old Norman Rockwell days.
Yeah.
You know, I remember... Getting back to Al, I'm trying to put your mind at ease. In those gas stations, remember when they gave you free football team glasses with a fill-up?
Yep, I remember those days.
Yeah, my daddy must have bought me at least three of those Hess toy trucks with the flashing lights.
We used to go to the Sinclair gas stations. We all got plastic dinosaurs collection.
Yeah, and you want to hear this? I still have from the Sunoco gas station. They had a football book when they had football players and team stamps. You put the stamps under each player, each team. I still have that book from 1972. I still have it. Can you imagine? And this is when I was 12 years old, over 50 years ago, and I still have this.
Hey, Chance, I got other calls. I got to take these calls since you called Roy the second time.
I just wanted to lighten up your mood a little.
All right, appreciate it. Back to the phones here. Let's talk to Misty in Kansas. Let's do a speed round here. I got three in the loop. Let's get them done.
Okay, I will, Steve. The deal is right now what's going on with Palestine, I believe that is the United States of America's destiny. You know, we are run by dual citizens, Jews, the banks, everything. I feel like this is a test run, the North and then the South. We are no different from Palestinian land, if you think about it.
I don't know. I'm pretty worked up, Misty. Sorry.
I know you are, Steve.
I just don't like it, what I see, what's happening, and this has been a long time coming, and I thought there was some peace for a little while there, but I see the pictures on TV. The place is a parking lot, it's rubble. The buildings, I guess they don't produce them very, very strong, but they're crumbling. There's going to be nothing to rebuild, and if there's nothing to rebuild, they simply move in, bulldoze it, take it over, and then build their own settlements. Israeli settlements. This
They've
is going in a very bad way.
Too, Steve, haven't they? Technically, if you think about it, haven't they?
Yeah, I guess we got slums. I guess you can count those slums.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm glad you're doing good, and this is a very passionate show, and JR who called in, piss on him.
I'm not going to say that. I usually get along with JR fine. And you know what? I have no problem disagreeing with somebody. I respectfully disagree with him on this one here. I think he's done some good stuff in the past, brought some good calls. And no hard feelings on this side, JR. No hard feelings. I just disagree with you. I am fighting for the Palestinian people. Sorry, but that's how I feel. I want peace in that region, and unfortunately, like I said, they won't get their land back. But they're being what's happening now is their own Holocaust at the hands of the Jewish Zionist government is what we're saying.
Vendetta.
Yep, a vendetta. There you go.
Damn vendetta, and JR, and I'm sorry, Steve. You're correct, and I believe in listening to everybody.
Yep,
but
I do too.
I did get my cackles up on listening to that whole thing, just like you.
All right.
You know.
Misty, thank you for the call. I got two more in the loop I got to get in. Dan in Washington, make it kind of fast. You got one behind you.
Yeah.
Dan in Washington.
Misty, you got me?
Yeah, you got about a minute, so I got one behind you, so let's wrap it up in a minute.
I had to hear Chance call in about the gas station. It's like, dude, I agree with Misty. We all are Palestinians now. JR, I've heard him make some good calls, but he sounded completely ignorant. You know, like a Mr. Sean Hannity, Fox News. I mean, there's so many points. Just tell JR to look at a map of Palestine over the last 100 years.
Yeah.
This is a racial, ethnic cleansing.
Yes,
half
it is.
Half of those Palestinians were Christians to start out with. He wants to talk about Muslims in the 1200s. It has nothing to do with, it's not the same thing at all what America did to the Indians. If you look at the population per square mile, the Indian reservations, absolutely different. This is just complete genocide. Like if you were going into New Jersey house by house, stealing people's houses, dude.
That's how I see it. That's exactly how I see it, and it's not right. It's inhumane. What we're seeing and witnessing is inhumane. Like I said, it would not happen without U.S. financing and military aid and everything we've given the Israelis. This would not be happening today had we not been accessories to the crime. We are accessories to the crime of genocide right now. I got to move on. Thanks for the call.
Same thing with Germany in World War II, and I'm surprised JR is that ignorant about what side he's picking here. You know, what side are you on, JR? You know. Anyway, thanks.
All right, let me get this last call in here. Charlie in California, or Charlie in Florida, I'm sorry. You're going to be like, looks like my last caller tonight.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to be as quick as I can. It's going to be kind of difficult, but the guy that called in that you had the big long row with, he's not exactly correct on the Palestinian, why the Egypt wouldn't let Palestinian in. There's two different issues going on there. One was the United States wanted Egypt to bring in Americans who were trapped in Gaza, at Gaza area. And the Egyptian president wouldn't even meet with them. And he would, so when that got reported, and it was reported that they wouldn't let the Palestinians in, well, they're talking about Americans that were trapped in Palestinians. They would have let them in if they had let the Egyptian foreign aid, remember the foreign aid that was stacked up on the border down there in trucks. Egypt said, if you will let the foreign aid in, we'll let the Americans that are trapped over there come into Egypt. But they wouldn't let, Israel and them wouldn't let the foreign aid through. So the other reason is that they don't want the Palestinians in there is because they're built, Egypt has built up a mile-wide border, a dead man's zone. Nothing lives there. There's no, and they flooded all these tunnels and everything they had going back and forth because Palestine, the Palestinians, people were attacking Israel from Egypt. And they didn't want a repeat of that. They didn't want to,
Charlie. Charlie, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to try to squeeze one more Charlie. We got three Charlies back to back here. I can't believe it. Three Charlies. I got another one in L.A. Charlie, let me take him real quick and see if I can get him in. Charlie in L.A., you're on.
Yeah, I just want to make the comment. When JR stand outside an Indian reservation and one of them drives out, just shoot him. You know.
We have a terrible human rights record in this country. Okay. And that goes back a long ways, a long, long ways. Yes, we stole a lot of land, and I'm sick and tired of this stealing land. I'm sick and tired of all this.
Well, I can also say that if Prince and Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston were still alive, this could never have happened. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. One more Charlie. Charlie in Florida. You're on last. Yep. Never mind. We missed that one. Sorry about that. Last caller. That completes our show tonight. Back on Sunday I'm back on Monday tomorrow. Yes, I am back on tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.